Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. He's doing a work in these days. He is transforming our lives. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus, and the precious work of the Holy Spirit is enabling us not only to will, but to do of His good pleasure. We've been looking this week at quite a bit of Scripture, trying to understand why Jesus prayed the way He did, as recorded in the 17th chapter of John, the Gospel of John. He prayed that they would be one, even as He and the Father were one. And there are some very significant and important reasons for unity. As I've shared thus far, it is a mark of maturity and perfection in believers when they will come together in unity. And if at any time you miss a broadcast, please feel free to go to our website, Unveil Christ, and you can click to hear and listen at any time, any that you may have listened or wish to rehear. Now, the second exciting aspect of unity, it is in this fact that it allows the manifestation of God's presence. I don't know about you, but that is really exciting to me. In His presence is fullness of joy, and at Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Hear what Psalm 133:1 says, talking about the anointing. What happens when God's people come together in unity? Behold, pay attention, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Praise God. And then a beautiful passage found in Hosea, the 14th chapter, verse 5, speaking of the Lord, I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. So when it talks about the dew of Hermon and the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, it's talking about the very presence of the Lord. I will be as the dew unto Israel, praise God. And that's just referencing the Jewish people, those who believe in the Messiah, Yeshua, praise God. And then, of course, in Acts, the second chapter, verse 1, they were all with one accord in one place, praise God. And when that happens, that's when they prayed for boldness, and the place was shaken, and they preached the word with signs and wonders following. And then one of my, I love this scripture, have always loved from a youngster in the Lord, and that is 2 Chronicles, the 5th chapter, verses 13 and 14. And this refers to a period in time in which Solomon was, all the work on the house of the Lord was finished, and Solomon had brought all the things that David his father had dedicated, the silver, the gold, the instruments, all those things. He assembled the people of God together. He assembled the elders. And it says in verse 13, it came to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praise the Lord, saying, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Listen to this, saints, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. Oh, glory! For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. I don't know about you, beloved. I'm waiting for a time when we're going to be in such unity and in such oneness of heart and spirit, praising God, that we will experience, perhaps even in a greater dimension, because He saved the best for last. I believe that. Remember? In terms of the first miracle at Canaan, He saved the best for last, praise God. And in Matthew, chapter 18, verse 20, Jesus said, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And for this cause, I have always said, I don't care how wonderful your personal prayer time is. I'm not making light of it. I thank God for that. But beloved, there is nothing to take the place of the corporate anointing that comes when God's people are gathered together to hear the word of God, to minister in worship and praise to God. There is an anointing presence that we cannot replicate on our own. God Himself brings a dimension of the anointing when God's people are assembled to worship Him in spirit and in truth, praise God. He's designed it that way, and that's why we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Now, I know that in some cases, for those who are bedfast, those who are housebound, sometimes there's not the ability to get out, but thank God for media ministries that minister the word of God. But we're speaking in general cases, of course, where there's not any physical limitations. I don't know how many in this area, you know, I've asked, you know, are you Christian? Oh, yes, I'm a Christian. Where do you go to church? I don't go to church. Okay, well, my duty is to just declare what the Word of God says. And so there is a wonderful presence of God that comes when we join together in the Spirit of the Lord. But I promised that there were going to be three reasons that I'm going to share this week in terms of why we should be in unity, not only for the sake of the fact that it will demonstrate our growth in Christ. It is a mark of maturity and unity and perfection among believers. The unity, as we've seen in just these few passages I've shared, allows the manifestations of God's presence and the moving of His Spirit. And then thirdly, and this should be critically important to every one of you listening, as it is to me, that unity in the bonds of Christ will bring spiritual victory. Beloved, I'm going to share 8 points, 8 significant reasons why we should be in unity because of the victories, the spiritual victories it will bring. But we can see recorded in the 11th chapter of Genesis, verse 6. Do you remember that there's power in unity even when it is used for evil purposes? Remember the Tower of Babel? God said He had to come down and see with His own eyes, if you will, that nothing that they chose to do would be restrained unto them because they were in unity. And they weren't just building a great big tall tower. No, they were planning to ascend to the heights. The demonic forces of the fallen angels had intermingled with man, the Genesis 6. And the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair. And they were teaching man forbidden arts, if you will, war and occult practices. Why? So they could gain spiritual power that belongs to the dimensions of Lucifer and satanic ones, so that they could ascend to heaven. And there was a lot of occult practices going on. And for that reason, God had to confound the languages. He told Noah, His sons, go and be dispersed throughout the earth. And that was a defiance of God's command. They wanted to stay together. They were going to unite forces, and you see what God did. In fact, that same spirit is operating. The Antichrist spirit is going to attempt that yet once again, and that second time it will fail in a more dramatic way. The Antichrist will subdue the nations of the earth, and God Himself will bring to naught the work of the Antichrist, the beast, the false prophet, and the kingdoms of this world shall then become the kingdoms of our God when Jesus returns. Hallelujah. So, beloved, unity will bring a spiritual victory. we see that we need each other. Sometimes we may be in season, other times we're out of season, we're weak, we're going through battles, and strength will join with weakness. We can see this demonstrated in Exodus, the 17th chapter, verse 12. Hear what the word says, but Moses' hands were heavy. As long as his hands were raised, the victory was given to the Israelites, but the minute he got tired and weary and his hands drooped, and can imagine, it'd be awful hard to stand with your hands raised all day, then the enemy was winning. And so what we see was provided, it says they took a stone and put it under him so Moses could sit down. And he sat thereon, and Aaron and stayed up his hands. In other words, they held up his hands. They joined him so that his weakness was joined by their strength, the one on the one side, the other on the other side, and his hands were steady unto the going down of the sun. So, beloved, that spiritual principle is still in operation today. God is a God of order, of authority, of principles, and that's why it's important we know the Word of God so we can see the principles that are enjoined there. So when we're weak, we need one another. And also, we supply courage to other believers. In 1 Samuel, the 14th chapter, verse 6, Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, come and let us go over unto the garrison of those uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint for the Lord to save by many or by few. And his armor bearer said unto him, do all that is in thy heart. Turn thee, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart. Praise God. Well, we're going to look at that a little more closely tomorrow, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. I don't know about you, but I love the Word of God, and these scriptures are so powerful and dramatic. And as I said, the Word of God, it preaches itself, it teaches. So let's lay hold of these truths and hold them to our heart, because if we do so, we will be in one accord. We will see the manifestation of God's glory, and we will walk in victory. Praise God. Well, as I bring this broadcast to a close, as I always do, I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. I count it one of the great privileges of my life to minister to you by means of this radio broadcast and also through the Ministry of Correspondence. Both of these are very dear and beloved ministries close to my heart. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.